While today's gospel is not attributed directly to Saints Joachim and Anne, the parents of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we know that they are those that our Lord speaks of in today's gospel, that is, those of the ranks of the righteous. And so their memory shines like the sun, and it will shine for all eternity. And indeed, in reflecting upon the lives of Saint Joachim and Anne, and on Saints Joachim and Anne, we see how much gratitude we also owe them, for they refute many of the errors common in today's church. There is an attempt in regards to many of the patriarchs and holy people of the Old Testament to put off devotion to them in the church, to a very late age. And so it is said that Saints Joachim and Anne were not venerated in the life of the mystical body until the 6th or 7th century, but we know full well this could not possibly be true, for devotion to Saints Joachim and Anne is rooted in the Christ child, who would have truly been devoted to them as their grandson. And indeed, whether they were alive at the time of our Lord's birth or not is irrelevant. For like all children, our Lord would have heard of their life from the Blessed Virgin Mary, as he would have heard the lives of his ancestors on Saint Joseph's side through Saint Joseph. And so our Lord, like all good children, would have been completely devoted to Saints Joachim and Anne. And so we can continue this devotion and veneration, knowing it is rooted on very solid principles. And in the life of Saints Joachim and Anne, as members of the mystical body, we often don't reflect on how much gratitude we owe them. For they lived in a time when the Romans had taken over the chosen people, and one of the common things the Romans would do was systematically secure their power. They were very cold and very ruthless on how they went about this. Coming into a land, they would learn of its culture and its traditions. And so, when they gained control of the Holy Land, they knew at the time there was a rumor ripe that a Messiah was to come, and he would be a descendant of the tribe of David. And so they would have searched out and found all the members of the tribe of David that they could have, and they came to understand that most of the family of David had relocated from Bethlehem to Nazareth. And so they would go up and systematically interview each and every member who was a descendant of the family of David, and if they detected anything in them that was looking for a triumphant worldly leader to come, they would have systematically executed them along with their children for fear that the parents would pass this down. And so when they came to Saints Joachim and Anne, they knew full well they were the parents of the princess who was the Immaculate Virgin Mary. And so in interviewing them, they found nothing of this disordered nationalism present in them, but rather they found humble people who had accepted the will of God in the life of King David's family. That is, they had now become poor people who worked as common laborers for the most part and settled down in Nazareth to live the simple and hard life of hard working families. And there was none of that revolutionary attitude to be detected in Saints Joachim and Anne. And so they were central in the plan of divine providence to protect the Virgin Mary and her prerogatives. And so, in a certain sense, we owe to the humility and the acceptance of God's will in their life the very existence of our Blessed Lady at the time of the Incarnation, because her parents would have been the first to have defended her, not by way of any arrogance declaring how special they were to be descendants of David, but by their humble acceptance to the will of God in the life of most of the descendants of Saint David. And so we must turn to them constantly so that we may penetrate deeper and deeper into the mystery, who was that daughter, that is the Immaculate Conception, whom we know by faith would become the Mother of God, that is, the mother of the grandchild of Saints Joachim and Anne, that same child who would have been, like all good children, devoted completely to his grandparents. And so we too can follow the order because we know it is rooted in the very life of the Lord himself. And so let us pray to Saints Joachim and Anne that we too may always accept the will of God in our lives, and most especially let us pray that they may intercede in order that the Christian understanding of the family may again be accepted by societies, so that Christian families raising their children always and everywhere, first and foremost, to be citizens of heaven, will give to their nations those children who have that spirit of love and patriotism towards their land, but, like Saint Joachim and Anne, do not participate in the errors that are often rampant and about, especially in times of trial and tribulation, but humbly accepting the will of God, they go forward always and everywhere, seeking to do the will of God, and especially exercising charity to their neighbors and ultimately to their nation. And so let us too strive like Saints Joachim and Anne to always accept the will of God and always give honor and praise to him from whom we have taken our existence, and to him to whom we are called to return, as Saints Joachim and Anne most certainly did after the resurrection when they had departed from this life. So it can truly be said of them, they shine like the stars, and they shine like the stars in the presence of their grandchild, in the presence of their daughter. And so we certainly can return to them as sure intercessors in the life of the mystical body and the life of the family. And they have one thing to do. They intercede so that all of us may acquire that love for Christ and that love for Mary and that love for Saint Joseph that they certainly exercised while present on this earth. And so let us always pray to them, asking them to give us the grace to love the Holy Family as they love the Holy Family, so that our whole nation and our whole world, in imitating them, may come to know the love and mercy of God in this life, in order that they may not risk eternal life in the life to come.